Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Possible Oscar Postercast.
Full
band, finally, for the first time in ages, all four of us are in attendance. Say hello, fellas.
Hi!
Hello, fellas.
Hey.
What up?
What is going on?
Hi. Awesome. That is Jeff.
Getting higher. Is helium in the room?
That is John getting high on helium or something. So, yeah.
And his own vomit.
What? Turn that music back up. I don't
How do you get high
shit.
On vomit?
You'd be surprised.
On second thought, I don't want to know. So, we're all back. The last episode, there were just the three of us because Jeff was out sick.
Just three of us.
Jeff, what happened? Tell us. Fill us in.
I don't know. I believe it was food poisoning. I'm not sure.
Any likely culprits?
I don't know. No.
Anything you cooked? Was it restaurant food?
No.
Were you a roadside vendor?
A Buffalo Wild Wings beforehand, but yeah. You know, it was Thanksgiving weekend, so it could have been anything.
Did Assange try to poison you?
Julian Assange. Assange. Did he try to rape you?
He did, in fact. He succeeded.
Non-consensual.
No wonder he's under arrest.
Yeah, it was ugly.
But you're all better now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it just how long did it last?
About 17 hours.
17 hours Ugh. Of pain of, and
of
gruesomeness.
Intense, excruciating vomiting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was popcorn.
Vomit High is actually the name
how
of this
long,
episode.
Yeah. How, what?
Vomit High.
I went to school there.
Vomit High.
Go Vomit High!
Woo!
So 17 hours of pain and suffering. How long to recover from that?
About a week and a half.
Oh my God. And you lost a large percentage of your body weight,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, probably 47%.
As if you're not
it's
familiar
like
with Jeff,
5 pounds.
Jeff is a slight fellow.
Pounds, yeah, I'm down to 131.
Booyah!
Don't get caught in a breezer.
I am no longer the lightest man in the world.
You fat bastard!
Wow. How was your Thanksgiving? We all caught up on our Thanksgiving last episode. You weren't here though, so how was Thanksgiving for you?
Oh, it was pretty good. We had two. You know,
two
the in-laws and then the.
The Outlaws.
The Outlaws.
And the Outlaws.
Two in one day.
you gotta watch your back on that one. You want to sit in the back of the room, look at the door.
Yeah, that tipped me over 140. And then,
Buffalo Bill knows. Yeah. He knows the tale.
Oh. Yeah, it was rough. Yeah. I had leftovers, but...
Good food, though? Did you cook anything, or did you just eat off? Did you sponge off others?
I'm pretty much a mooch on Thanksgiving. I show up and expect to be fed.
No, I know you ate with my family. I did not eat them because I was in Omaha, but I know you were there.
That is correct. You did not eat them.
I did not eat with them either.
Family
did you? Did you bring anything to share?
Oh, you know what?
So delicious.
We did. My wife, your sister, did, but I don't
I'm familiar
remember.
With her.
Yes.
There was something. Could it be the culprit? How soon after Thanksgiving did you fall ill?
Let's see.
We're looking for trying to establish a timeline.
What day was Thanksgiving on this year?
It was Thursday.
Thursday.
The 25th.
Saturday I was in a barf.
So we're looking
fest.
At an incubation period of approximately 36 hours.
Yeah.
A vomit fest.
Vomit fest.
Vomit fest. Vomit fest.
I don't think we're changing this up.
Damn it.
That was an acapella rendering of a new song we're working on.
There's a lot of barf talk.
Well, good. Now we're caught up with Jeff. Yeah. You're back. You're well. You're no longer vomiting. That's good because I don't want to clean up my carpets. So we got together and we practiced as a full band for the first time since July?
Yes.
Wow.
I think.
Really? No. September?
No, September.
Did we do September? But we were doing, I guess we did do one practice in there where we rocked it up. But for the most part, we were working on acoustic stuff.
But the speakers went out. So.
Speakers went out and they're still not great, but yeah.
I can't hear what anyone says during practice. The mic or the speaker is not pointed at me.
Yeah. What Nathan's talking about is I have two monitor speakers that, you know, your typical stage floor wedges that you would, you know, see at a rock club.
Canadians Although, call them monitors.
These are certainly not of rock club caliber.
John Levine calls
and,
them ear wedges.
They've slowly been degrading over the years, and I'm down to the point where one of them doesn't work at all, and one of them is basically patched together. I think I'm going to have to cobble together one functioning unit from the parts I have, and then start seeing what I can find out on Craigslist, and maybe get some better equipment in this house. Because this simply will not stand.
No.
You shall not pass.
A low frequency vibration through the speaker. All right.
So I think we proved to ourselves that that after several months of relative inactivity in the rocking, that we have some work to do.
my fingers have gotten fat.
I've lost all of my guitar playing finger strength and calluses, and I'm telling you, by the third song, I'm trying to do a bar chord. My fingers are like, fuck you.
You'd think as much as I masturbate that I would have awesome hand strength.
How much do you masturbate?
Forearms. About every hour on the hour.
Oh. Well, how do you? You've come twice since you've been here.
Wow. Mental masturbation.
How do you? Do you have a third hand? I always see. How do you play the
rub against? Did you need the visual?
No,
I know it's a radio show. But
wow, this is not a topic of discussion. Really,
I think I move around so much. Okay. During
you need practice. To tame that wiener of yours.
I think you can probably guess that
it shall not be tamed.
Guitar playing works a different set of finger muscles than the masturbation.
Apparently,
yes. So
you can't play with your palms.
You just kind of tuck it under and rub your thighs together.
I don't know. Where are we going?
This went downhill.
This is scary.
So we worked on some songs. We worked on some classics. We worked on a couple of new ones we're trying to pump out. We've got a couple of shows early 2011, and we're trying to get ahead of the game and get the kinks worked out in time. So I think we'll be fine.
I think we will too.
But it's good that we're starting early, because I'm sure in the next couple of weeks we'll have to, you know, shut it down for the holidays again, and then pick it up again in January, even though it feels like January already.
Yeah,
it feels like February.
Now, John, I was going to ask you. You've got this contest going at
2 hours left.
You've got two hours left. By the time this episode posts late next week, the contest will be over.
What is this contest?
It's a your own theme song contest where you go to jamapes.com and you purchase $4 more worth of J.A. Mapes material.
Also known as Jam Apes.
Jam Apes. and you are eligible to win a theme song written for you by me.
Sweet. What if I double it? Will you write it anyway? I give you $8.
It's still the same.
You're going to have to go back in time and do it, though, because it's over, man.
Yeah, we got
to
go back in time.
Do you have a lot of entries?
No.
No.
I got a couple. I can count them on one hand.
Well, that's still not bad, though. That's a lot of theme songs, though.
Did your stalker buy?
Not that I know of yet.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Asti Spumanti?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think she...
She's promoting the hell out of it.
Yeah. Well, she bought two albums prior to the contest.
Oh, she didn't need it then.
No. So
you got a stalker.
How's that?
Everyone's got an internet stalker.
Nice.
How's that web store working out for you?
Maybe
a little cha-ching?
Not a whole lot. No one's buying shit. A lot of people are listening, but no one buys anything. But Bandcamp is awesome, because, you know, with the whole monitoring and you can see, you know, who's playing what song and how long, you know, there's... It has like a 10% of the song has been listened to, or 80% has been listened to, or the full song has been listened to, and it goes by every song. And
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm a little sad that they're starting to take a chunk out of the sales, but you know, I understand that they need.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they take like 15%, I think, now of sales. It's like the band has sold a couple of individual tracks on there, but we haven't gotten paid because they take their chunk. And it's like,
well, it goes through PayPal too.
It goes through PayPal, but they
PayPal takes
and
like
then
a
PayPal
small,
takes a chunk too. So
yeah,
it's
they
like,
don't take that much.
But you know, you're looking at digital goods, which really don't have any physical cost to them. So it's it's not bad. It's still
and also I'm just kind of throwing everything I have on the site, except for some really bad stuff. But everything I have kind of goes on there because
you got a lot of
there.
Shit.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
it's impressive.
Yeah, so it's a lot of, but there is quite a bit of stuff that I wouldn't put on there because it's really shitty. So there you go.
John has standards.
Right. So go to jamapes.com and check out what John has to offer that is not part of this band.
Should make a logo with a monkey with little drums.
Jam apes. J-A-M-Apes.
Rhymes well, grapes.
Anything else going on with you fellas?
So last episode, I admitted to having a girlfriend and not fully understanding the concept of, and I still don't.
Wait a minute.
What?
You don't understand the concept of admitting it, or
no, just having a girlfriend in general.
Okay.
So I, in my general Facebookery, put her as being my in a relationship with her.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh, and I'm so happy that you did that, and I got all this praise, and I'm like, I just put on there that we're dating.
Yeah.
But she was very ecstatic about it. And
so you didn't tell her you're dating? You just Facebooked cute, it first?
No, no, she knew.
I will claim you via Facebook. She has to approve it. So.
I posted it on Facebook and it made her uber happy. And I was like, what the?
This is a weird world we're living with the Facebook status update
thing. Women just like commitment of any sort.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
They really
true,
do.
Commitment? True dad.
Is that what that was?
What's going to happen to the old alone time, if you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's still plenty of alone time.
Word.
Oh, yeah. Getting started on something.
Okay.
But, maybe if you went on Facebook.
Facebook?
And then you linked your wife.
Facebook.
He is exactly like my brother-in-law. He doesn't go on Facebook. He's
interesting.
He actually reminds me a lot of extra points, I'm just saying.
You post good stuff about your lady friends?
Torture her relentlessly.
Huh. Interesting.
All of Nathan's posts are dirty.
They pretty much are.
Almost.
There's a lot of dirty posts. There's a lot of inferred dirtiness.
That might
make implied
me sign
dirtiness.
Up.
That's the right word. Yep. I don't know. I think this vagina is quite
operational.
I think we're out of stuff for this show. Yeah.
We're just kind of going on. Not even no structure.
Burn, burn, burn.
So thanks for tuning in, folks. Sorry to waste your time, but if you want to waste more of your time, check us out at possiblelawscore.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Other bullshit. I don't know. Look for us in 2011 around the Twin Cities playing some shows. And that's all. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.